You're listening to the news and music programs on Kansas City's radio and television station, and are welcome to Irene's News. This morning, Kansas City Party Committee revoked the two-year implementation of Politburo Conclusion No. 01, the 15th session, on continuing to carry out the 12th Politburo Directive No. 05 on boosting the learning and following Ho Chi Minh's talk to morality and lifestyle. The penetration organization and implementation of conclusion number 1 of the 13th Politburo was seriously and effectively directed by committees at all levels. Teams and individuals followed the directive in more specific, practical, and meaningful manners and adhered to their daily life. On this occasion, one team was honored and presented the Certificate of Merit from the Prime Minister, and more than 60 other teams and individuals were awarded the Certificate of Merit from the Chairman of the City People's Committee. Yesterday, the Industry and Trade Ministry, in combination with Vietnam Electricity Group, or EVN, launched an online national conference on electricity saving in 2023. To ensure a safe, continual, and reliable supply of electricity in the transition and the whole year 2023, the Industry and Trade Ministry called on and suggested relevant central ministry centers, EVN, Central Region Branches, Cities, People's Committees, focused on instructing the propaganda on economical and effective use of electricity, implement programs to encourage the development of rooftop solar energy in businesses and households, encourage households to apply advanced technologies in the place of power-consuming devices. Due to the heat and drought conditions that cause a serious shortage of water resources at hydropower reservoirs, and it is forecast that this shortage will continue until the end of this year, especially the El Nino phenomenon that greatly affects the country's electricity supply, following Governmental Telegram No. 397 dated May 13, 2023, the Chairman of Kansas City People's Committee has just instructed to accelerate the power saving in the transition and ensure a safe and stable supply of electricity this year while minimizing the interruption and reduction of electricity supply at night and peak heat during the day, with the aim to avoid affecting daily life activities of households, except for force majeure cases. According to the National Hydro Meteorological Forecast Center, from now to May 31st, saline intrusion in the Mekong region tends to reduce, and a common salinity level measured at stations is higher than the highest level of May 2022. Facing this situation, localities need to take advantage of storing fresh water at low tide to serve agricultural production and daily life. For the area that is planted with fruit trees at high economic value and poor sound tolerance, before watering, people need to check the salinity concentration. In last April, Kansas City continued while carrying out measures to ensure supply so that there was no shortage of essentials to serve people. Trade service and tourism situations in April kept stable. The accumulative goods and service revenue in 4 months of 2023 in Kansas City was more than 38,860 billion Vietnam dong, a rise of 14.17% against the same period last year. Mỹ Thuận Two Bridge Project, one of the national key projects, is being urgently implemented to synchronously connect highways to the Mekong Delta region. Currently, construction units gather their workforce to work 3 consecutive shifts to ensure progress as planned. It is expected that 2 border spans will be connected in early September, the main spans will be connected in November, and the project will be completed by the end of this year to serve people's transporting demand in the Mekong Delta region. The latest movie of the Doraemon 2D series has hit the Vietnamese box office with special screenings over the weekend before it will officially hit theaters on May 26. Within 2 days of its special screening, the film set an impressive record. The movie Doraemon, Nobita and the Ideal Land in the Sky had special screenings on May 20th and 21st nationwide. The film has earned approximately 10 billion Vietnam dong with nearly 110,000 visitors. This number makes Doraemon, Nobita and the Ideal Land in the Sky become the highest sneak show of the entire Doraemon series in Vietnam. And that's all for now. Thanks for your listening. Goodbye and see you next time.